Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. I'm Lisa Dent. Steve Bertrand is here. Mary Vandeveld, Kevin Powell. And on the phone, a man whose face you have seen on TV for many years, Dan Abrams. You see him as the host of Dan Abrams Live on News Nation every night here in Chicago at 8 o'clock. But Dan, your knowledge of the law, your love of the law, heck, you're born into a family whose careers were focused on law. Is that what led you to write this book, Alabama versus King?
So, Alabama v. King is the fifth, actually, book that I've written with David Fisher about forgotten trials in history, where we could find a transcript of the trial to serve as the sort of the starting point. And we had worked on these four other books. We were looking for our next book. We found this story, but we couldn't find the transcript. And we were thinking, how is it possible that there's a case where Martin Luther King was the defendant, and he testifies in the case, and there is no transcript available online of the entire trial? And we realized this had just become a kind of forgotten trial to history. Then we reach out to Martin Luther King's lawyer from the time, Fred Gray, to talk to him about it. He's super excited that we're working on this case, which he also felt like that had been forgotten. And he was King's lawyer. He'd also been Rosa Parks' lawyer, et cetera. He said, gentlemen, I'd love to work on this with you guys. We had reached out to him potentially to write an introduction, or he said, I'd love to co-author. We're like, wait a sec, what? Fred Gray wants to co-author this with us? Terrific. So it actually made this our most special book to date. You know, we've done books on Teddy Roosevelt, on John Adams, on Abraham Lincoln and the Jack Ruby trial, et cetera. But every one of them has a transcript, and we finally were able to uncover the transcript with the help of a local Montgomery library. And we tell the story of Alabama v. King, where they tried to prosecute Martin Luther King for the Montgomery bus boycott.
And at the time, attorney Fred Gray was only 25 years old, and Martin Luther King was, what, 26?
Yeah, so Fred was actually 24 when it started. He'd be turned 25, and then Martin Luther King was 27 at the time. I mean, you know, they were both very young men starting their career, and Martin Luther King had no national profile at all. It was thanks to these prosecutors going after King that he became known nationally. It was the first time he was ever mentioned in the New York Times or any of the national publications at the time, as the leader of this protest or boycott, depending on which side you were on. And it really put him on the map and actually led in some of the other local efforts that were going on, boycotts, protests. And they all ended up kind of coalescing around Martin Luther King because of this trial.
And would you say that this criminal trial is what launched the civil rights movement?
Well, that's our subhead, right, in the book, which is, you know, Alabama v. King, Martin Luther King Jr., and the criminal trial that launched the civil rights movement. You know, we said that because that's what Fred Gray believes. Fred Gray is convinced that it was this case that launched the civil rights movement, based on the reaction to the trial itself. And so that's why I think this case kind of got forgotten, is as a legal matter, it was some dumb theory about a boycott statute and this. And you know, and it got lost with other federal cases that were going on. But as a practical matter, Fred Gray is convinced that it was this case and this prosecution that finally sort of led everyone to coalesce around one effort led by Martin Luther King Jr.
And in your previous books, have you been able to work with a living attorney? You haven't been able to work with a living attorney who represented the person in the book.
Definitely not. John Adams was dead.
Yeah.
Lincoln was dead.
But didn't you had a Kennedy book, and I thought perhaps
yes,
there would be people you know, who were alive that would have stories to share in that. But this is what excites me. It's like you have a person who is a figure in this book who is helping write this book.
And you know, you're right that in theory on the Jack Ruby trial, which was in 1964, that there could have been someone, but all of the attorneys and all of the major players in that, I shouldn't say all the major players, but all of the attorneys in that case had passed. But I mean, just being able, listening to him talk about Martin, right? Martin this and Martin that. I mean, he had lunch with Rosa Parks every day.
Wow.
It's like you're talking to a piece of history, right? And that's just so fascinating for me as someone who loves history to be able to talk to the guy. He was there.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you have to read, you know, for all our other books, we have to look at local media accounts or read other books that people have written about it to hear their descriptions. Here we can call up Fred and we have a question. Hey, Fred, you know, we're trying to figure out exactly who was sitting where in the courtroom. And, you know, by the way, I mean, this was, you know, it's almost 70 years ago. So it's not exactly like he's going to have this on the tip of his tongue. But obviously, it just what an incredible opportunity to be able to work on this book with him.
And the book hits stores or Amazon online tomorrow?
Well, it's already, you know, you can pre-order it now. It's officially, they'll send it out tomorrow. Yeah, the official launch day is tomorrow, but pre-orders are available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and every other place. You know, I always encourage people to go local with their bookstores.
And will you be talking about it on News Nation tonight on your show?
I will be talking about it tomorrow. I'm going to have Fred on the show tomorrow night. So Fred will join me on the show tomorrow night to talk about it, which is very exciting.
And you're pretty prolific when it comes to these books. So what's next?
You know, based on all the stuff I'm doing, I told David Fisher that I'm not ready to do another one right now. So we're going to hold off a little bit. You know, this News Nation show takes up a lot of my time in a way that, you know, it's a relatively new show. So I was able to get done most of the work on the book before the things with the show heated up. And now I'm just too overwhelmed to work on another one. So we're going to pause writing a new book for now. But, you know, we've done five books now, which I'm really proud of.
This is Dan Abrams. You see him on News Nation every night, Dan Abrams Live. The book is called Alabama v. King, and it really takes readers back to the brutality of a segregated America. Have we progressed?
Yeah, of course we've progressed.
Yeah, well, we have, but I mean, it's disheartening to think that we're still fighting some of these same issues.
Well, here's the thing. So from my perspective, you know, what I don't do is I don't sort of let this tell me, well, therefore, you know, every issue where a civil rights activist believes something, you know, there, like, for example, on policing, right? I tend to be very pro-police. And people say, well, you know, Dan, you know, you wrote this book, you appreciate, you know, the impact of the civil rights movement. And my position is you can do both, right? You can both recognize what a shameful point in our history this is, and this was, and also recognize that we've made an enormous amount of progress. And, you know, look, I still believe there is, you know, there is racism in society. And I think as a result, there's some racism and there's racism in policing. But I also don't think that in every one of these cases where you have activists saying, well, you know, prosecute the police, et cetera. In some of them, it's totally valid. In other ones, not as much. And so my point is that, and this is sort of the focus and the purpose behind the News Nation show, right, is to be able to say you can look at it issue by issue. But I do think that to have discussions about racial issues in America, you have to recognize the history and how horribly and unfairly black people were treated in this country for so long.
Dan Abrams, host of Dan Abrams Live on News Nation tonight. That's 8 o'clock in Chicago, and tomorrow night he will be featuring Fred D. Gray, one of the nation's leading civil rights attorneys. Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Always my pleasure.
Steve has a check on the news coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.